bending oneself in a worthy cause. In an illustration of Ephesians 4:1, in which Paul the Apostle stated, "I am entreating you, then, I, the prisoner in the Lord, to walk worthily of the calling with which you were called," we cite the following comments from a speech made at the Sorbonne in Paris, France, on April 23, 1910, by Theodore Roosevelt, who perceptively remarked that, "It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat."